Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda in Southern California, and I have my co-host, Margaret Sheldon, who had a knee replacement surgery since our show last week. How's
I did.
Going?
I don't know. I feel really, I feel tough when I hear you say it like that. I feel like, yeah, I did the podcast, went and got a new knee, and here I am. So I'm doing great. I have to say, modern medicine is amazing. And I'm just so grateful. I said to my husband, you know what? Thank goodness, because this has been quite a year for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a car crash last November. He
yeah.
had his rotator cuff done in May, and now I did my knee. And I said to him, you know, we're so fortunate, and I recognize that. Oops, that everything can be fixed. You know,
yeah.
what a great thing it is. When you have things that are fixable, you just have to be so grateful. So, yeah, I mean, PT is, you know, as anybody who's ever had to do physical therapy knows, oh, it's a picnic. But
yeah.
I am the kind of person, I like measurable results. So if they tell me I'm getting, you know, like I'm getting 3 more degrees, I think, all right, then I'll keep doing it. And so that part's fine.
Good for you.
But yeah.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to walk without pain. It's been a long, long time. So.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't blame you. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Because when you told me that walking, I imagine every time you got up to walk that it would just hurt so badly. And you said yesterday that it hurt so much before you had the surgery that it doesn't hurt that bad.
I know. It's amazing. In fact,
I can't believe
that. Because so many people have this issue, especially, I mean, let's face it, a lot of our listeners are in the same kind of demographic profile as I am or we are. Maybe they're younger than we are. I hate to admit that. But I just want to say I am that person that's going to sit here and say, I should have done this 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I put it off because, you know, like another one of my little mottos is I'm too young to feel so old. And I think especially when you're doing something you love, which, you know, for me is painting and art, to have to compromise that in any way because of something that is repairable is crazy.
Oh, of course.
Like,
yeah.
I've got so much to do, and I can't wait to, you know, kind of feel better when I do it. So,
right.
Yeah, there's no downside to this so far. I am in it to win it, as they say, and I'm so grateful that there are really smart docs out there. For
That's
anyone
wonderful.
Who's listening, because I'm in Boston, we get a lot of new things here. I have a custom knee. So if you're getting a new knee, folks, ask about the custom made one because it's amazing. So,
which means it's not a fake, it's not just like a standard one, it's one made specially for your knee.
Right. They did a CT
Perfect.
Scan, they mapped your knee, and then it's exactly fitted to whatever you've got going on in there, you know, as opposed to something off the shelf, small, medium, or large. For those of you that don't know, I'm quite tall, which is what the surgeon said to me. You're very tall. And I said, yes, I've known that for 40 years.
Yeah, me too.
So
do they use like a 3D printer? No, I'm kidding.
Well, actually, they, you know what? They do 3D print meniscus, which is like Yeah, they do that all the time. So it's fascinating, right?
That is so
but
cool.
But as I say, I have such respect for the people who think about these things and design it. I feel like it's art in itself. It's like a sculptural art, right?
Mm-hmm.
They figure out how to make things work. So
that's wonderful.
Anyway.
Yay.
Yes, that and we are preparing for a hurricane. Not that we're going to get it, but I have to say, in my weekly weather report, I've got to tell you, the air is so humid that everyone here in New England knows what's coming up the coast.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just thinking about those poor folks in the Carolinas.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. I haven't looked this morning what the main area is where it's going to hit landfall. Is it still Charleston area? Do you know?
I don't know. I just watched
so
this red circle.
prayers. Mm. I mean, I know it's like bigger than the whole state.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to say prayers to everybody, and I'm sure all of those people are not listening to this show right now. They're probably getting ready and evacuating or whatever, but when they do listen to this show, hopefully everyone has, you know, survived through it and their families are safe.
Yep.
And, you know, I still see people that are, you know, on Cape Hatteras that are going to stay for the hurricane. I'm like, why?
No.
You're not going to be able to save anything. It's just so sad. But anyway, yeah.
Put everything on the second floor and drive inland or wherever they tell you to drive.
I know. So I don't know if I told you, Margaret, but today, well, it's my anniversary, but we're closing on the Waco House today. Yeah. I know. How cool is that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you because I know this is a project that you've been looking forward to, and you're going to get to do it soup to nuts. And
yeah,
I'm watching
it's
your paintings on the 30-day challenge. I think you've got some great paintings there that might look terrific.
Thank you. And this house is going to have a lot of abstract art. It's going to be really fun, and I'm super excited, really excited. So, that's going to be great. And I just want to say congrats to everyone who is painting every day or close to every day and participating in the 30 and 30. It's not too late to hop on. Just start. Just go to my website and go to the September 2018 30 paintings in 30 days little link and start uploading your paintings. Why not?
Yeah.
So,
Why not?
It's been great.
And you've got, it's a really nice community on there. So people should take advantage of it. And besides, look at what other people are doing. It's fantastic. So
it is amazing. It is really inspiring. It's really great.
Yeah.
Now I do have to say, when Margaret came up with this topic for this show, prepare now for your holiday art sales, I'm laughing because all day, every day this week, I've been decorating my house for fall, i.e. Thanksgiving. And my husband's like, what is with all these pumpkins? And it's the thing about retail that I think we all forget is that it's just everybody's thinking so far ahead. So when we talk about this show, even though we're talking about how many weeks we have, that's to the end of of the holiday.
Exactly.
But the shopping time is like in 4 weeks or, you know, maybe 6 weeks or 8 weeks. So, I mean, I know summer has barely ended. And school has started and signs of fall are everywhere. Yesterday, my grocery store finally had fresh pumpkins, which I was frantically trying to find. You go into any of the Joann's type stores and we have Halloween, we have Thanksgiving, and we're starting to see Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, Michael's is filled with it. Yeah.
I know. So you have to kind of look at that. So whether you've cleaned out your studio, stored up your materials for fall painting, or, you know, just gotten back from summer vacation, it's kind of time to think about looking ahead and you're flipping ahead to your calendar and thinking, wow. The thing about the holidays that I've always believed is almost everyone in this country is going to be buying at least one gift. And if that's the case, why would you not take advantage of it as an artist? And a lot of people, I don't know, I think as artists we kind of forget that fact. And this is where it's time to really, really be smart about this. And the holiday is only 15 weeks away, which is terrifying. But the holiday buying season is probably eight weeks away. 8 weeks.
And
crazy.
Honestly, who wants to be painting up until, you know, December 20th? That's nuts, too. Like, You want this all in place well ahead of time. You can tell I've been sort of sitting around as I do my exercise. I mean, what's there to do once you get your knee replaced? You take your medicine, you do your exercises, and you get online. And I've been
I do that anyway, and I haven't even had a knee surgery.
Right. But I'm looking at everything kind of, and I could see on Pinterest, I started seeing just here and there, you know, sort of Christmas paintings or winter scenes. And I thought, it's so smart because if you don't have the work produced ahead of time, what do you have to sell when people are ready to buy. So you've got to be ahead of the wave. And the number one thing, and oh, I know we say this so often, but I find that it's like children. The best thing you can do is nag. Get your email list updated.
Wait, that's mine.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, you can switch with me.
No. I'm going to take over right now. The medication's affecting my co-host.
There you go.
Because I haven't even read yours, just so you know. Okay. No,
oh,
the number one thing you have to do is get your email list updated. And here's the reason. People out there know that they need a gift, but you need to tell them that their gift needs to be a painting or some of the other products that you have that feature your painting.
Right. Right.
You need to tell people. You need to send out an email saying, are you looking for the perfect gift for you and your spouse this season? What about either a commission or buying a piece of art? It's something you'll look at every day. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. So it's really important to make sure you understand that you have to have an email list updated so you can actually send something out to all these people, and not just once, but multiple times.
It's a great idea. I had said to my husband, you know, I want you to forward this to the people you work with that you think might be interested. I might not know them, but he knows the people who are always asking about, you know, what I've been painting or what's going on. So I think, you know, we could probably say that once a month just to remind folks how important that is.
Right.
Oh, the second one is something that I am do as I say, not as I do, because I'm not very good at this, but you need to get into your studio and catalog the paintings that you've got, the ones that you're ready to put up for sale, and then go through the effort of pricing them. Price them now so that you're not dealing with that at the end. And I have to say, I know everybody's got different ideas how to do this, you know, whether you price by the size or whatever it is. But make your decision and go ahead and get them priced, because you never know when someone's going to walk in. And honestly, Leslie, how many times has it happened? People are curious. They might stop by for one reason. They're in your studio and they pick something up and they say, ooh, how much is this? Much better to have that price on a sticker on the back. And if you're smart, they'll be doing that from now until December. But catalog the paintings, keep a list, and get them priced. Be ready.
I agree. Now, this number three hits home for me, because consider what you're going to use for a holiday card. Now, we have a big Christmas party every year, and I use one of my paintings on the front of that invitation.
Ooh.
So, if you're going to send out a card to your mailing list, you need to make sure that you have a painting that fits within the theme that you want for the holiday, because it's really important. It's a very essential marketing material for you. It's a great way to wish people happy holidays and show off your art. So if you want something that's themed for the holiday, you got to make sure you paint it, because it should be a new painting. I don't recommend necessarily recycling one from 3 years ago. So now's the time. Get that done, because it may take a couple before you love it enough. And And you may want to print some cards. Print some cards. Use Vistaprint or whomever. Print some thank you cards and send them out to your top clients for people who bought paintings this year. Or, actually, I would make the cards of the painting that they bought, but, you know, time to think about those kinds of things.
Of course you would. I love it. Now, we've talked about newsletters and how great they are, but I think this is the time. You know, you sort of need to remind people, I think. It's like writing a good essay. You know, tell them what you're going to do, show them what you're going to do, and then show them how they can take advantage of what you've done. So send out a newsletter that includes whatever's been going on in your art life, and then tell them that you're going to be having some sort of a holiday sale or an online event, you know, wherever it is that you're going to host this. I know a lot of artists do group sale events, and I always love the idea of pop-ups. Because I think you can, like, dedicate one weekend and really get it going. But tell them now it's happening. That way the next time you tell them, it's a lot closer and it's more like a reminder. It's not the first time they're hearing it from you. It's just really good marketing. It's really good marketing.
No, mm-hmm. I totally agree. Okay, let's talk about commissions for a while. It's one of those things, I call them the necessary evil of being an artist. They're not my favorite thing to do, but they're okay. And there's a huge opportunity to sell commissions for the holidays. And you want to, I think you want to kind of have a little commission program just for the holidays. What you're going to want to do is, I would actually build a page on my website that is specifically geared toward commissions for the holidays. In one case, you're going to have it set up so that your clients can maybe send out an email to everyone and say, this is a time where you can come up with that perfect gift for you and your spouse and have a piece of art commissioned. And mm-hmm. I think that would be wonderful. You can also take the standpoint of, are you looking for a gift for a special person? Why not give them a gift certificate to have a painting commissioned? The good news about that is you don't have to get them all done before Christmas. Those you paint after Christmas. And it's a great, great way to sell multiple gifts. You can also do a really funny email saying, is there a painting out there that you either want to buy or one you want to commission? Print this little card that's a hint that you can give your spouse so then they can come online and order or buy a painting or order a commission. So there's a lot of things that you can do, but make it really easy. Explain to them on the website what you need from them when it comes to a commission. Figure out your prices. Just make it simple for them. Don't make it hard. That's the key. And, you know, if it's a gift certificate, print up something really special, put it in a beautiful box with a bow, take a picture of that, put it on the website. There's a lot of things you can do here.
That's a great idea. I know someone who does pet portraits, and mm-hmm. she, because people are so funny, you know, they know sort of the look or the attitude that maybe their dog has. And so she always asks them for like multiple images just so that she can kind of get a sense. But it takes people some time to get that together. And it's kind of interesting to see what a difference it makes. Yeah. All right. I think it's
Let me just add one more thing. If you do build that site on your webpage, make sure you have a lot of examples of commissions that you've done. Post the photo, post the painting. Mm-hmm. Post the photo, post the painting. Because doing that, you're giving everyone the experience where they can look at the pet, for example, and then they can see the painting and they'll think of their animal and they'll think, oh my gosh, that's such a great idea.
It
you really
is.
Have to kind
it's
of
great. Yeah. Yeah.
Make it simple.
I agree. All right. So that brings me to my sort of caveat on this, which is you really need to post a cutoff date for any custom or commissioned works. Because I guarantee you, if you don't say, you know, the cutoff date is December 1st, you will have people on, you know, Christmas Eve asking you practically. I mean, a lot of us are, you know, given to last minute shopping. The thing is, if you have a cutoff date posted, what you can always do is offer the gift certificate and, you know, frame that up so that it's really clear on your site. I think that's sort of the way to keep yourself sane during the holiday season. I think it's crazy.
No, I think that's a great idea. The other thing you need to do is kind of think about what you need to get organized. What do you need for your sales? What do you need? What kind of supplies do you need? I mean, you have to kind of think about all of that and strategize. And don't forget you need boxes to ship your paintings in. You might want to do a special gift wrap for the holidays and put that in on a page on your website that you're going to wrap everything. I mean, whatever it is. I would even do something where, because everybody wants to see the painting, I would enclose wrapping materials that are pre-cut, ready to wrap the painting, but give the buyer a chance to look at it before and then wrap it themselves.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It really is, because if I ordered a painting for John, you're darn right, I'd be picking that apart in order to look at it.
Absolutely.
Before I gave it to him. Oh, how terrific, but you can give them a little kit. so they can just wrap it up after they've seen it. Very
you
good,
got
Leslie.
It.
I love that. All yep. right. Here is, for me at least, a sort of sales venue that I hadn't really seriously considered until I saw how lucrative it was for
mm-hmm.
a couple of friends. Contact your local vendors. And by contact, you know, I think it's best if you walk in the door. Anyone who you think might be an appropriate outlet for some of your art that you're selling. Now, what I specifically have in mind are those, you know, pretty little cards that are in the glassine envelopes that are sealed so they can see what they're getting, card and envelope, made from your artwork. You know, you can order them. Again, we always talk about Vistaprint and the other printers, you know, however you choose to print them up. They make really wonderful little presentations. There's a huge profit on these. And whether it's, you know, floral shops, garden centers, nurseries, sometimes art associations will have one of those circular display units. You really need to think about where you would go for sort of a special card. They are in my local kind of very charming little shop. That's the thing they sell more of than anything else. And for the artist, it's really easy to just keep duplicating them. So
mm-hmm.
really put your mind to it and think about what might be seasonal. And seasonal, by the way, can be fall themed. It can be winter themed. It can be something that's very specific to a holiday. Certainly, you know, whether it's Hanukkah, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you can
right.
sort of pitch it to all of those. But this,
yeah.
I know someone who's making, you know, a few hundred dollars a month, which, I'm sorry, that would cover my paint and canvas. So, yeah, think about
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
You've got to
another
write
thing,
on your computer.
Another thing you should do, if you're on any of the art sites, like, why can't I think of any of them right now? Artful Home. You know, the ones where
okay.
you can upload your... Okay, I just sold a painting, or actually it was a triptych, this week from Artful Home. And I realized, oh my gosh, I haven't updated that. That's where people are going to go for things,
yep.
to buy paintings for gifts. And that's
those
types of sites, the big, big sites where there's a ton of art offered, you need to go up there and update it, get everything up to date, maybe apply and get on one of those, because there's a lot of buyers out there that are going to be looking for Christmas, and you want to make sure you have all your new inventory and everything else. I do want to circle back a little bit on shipping and remind you, you know what, if you haven't already signed up online for UPS and FedEx and the post office, do it. Oh my gosh. I hate standing in line, especially at the post office. It's like the devil thing for me. I just don't like it. So now with everything, especially with FedEx, all of them, I print everything firsthand here.
Yep.
I package it, I weigh it, I print the label, stick it in my car, and just drop it off. And that is a dream.
Yep.
And that'll save you so much time, especially as we get closer to the holidays. But that will also necessitate you having some of their materials. You can go and pick up free FedEx boxes and, you know, go to a box store and get some of those mirror ones that'll ship big paintings.
Yep.
You know, it's just – and it's also, in most cases, cheaper if you do it at home. In fact,
yeah.
I think in every case it is. And I will recommend one more time the FedEx two-day residential to residential. That is the cheapest way to ship a large painting. Of course, you can't ship it to a business. You have to ship it. You have to print the label from your house to their house, and then you can drop it off at the FedEx store.
Boy, I feel like there's so much preparation that can be done ahead of time to make
mm-hmm.
it sort of easy to just focus on selling your art, as long as you've got these things in place.
Yep.
Now, I don't know how to do this, Leslie. I'm going to throw it out there. But I have seen some artists, well, certainly they get seasonal wrapping papers and things to, you know, make the package attractive. But I've seen people print their own wrapping material. Now, I don't know what the source is for that, and I will look into it. But how cool would that be if it's one of your designs or paintings that becomes the wrapping paper for your gift, you know, the thing that you're shipping. I just love that idea. Do you know how to do that?
I've before, and I'm trying to Google it right now to remember who I used. Shame on me. Okay, the best place I can tell you to get, or what I think, the best place to buy existing printed, existing paper, and you can get solid colors, it comes in bigger rolls, is Paper Mart. And that is wonderful because it's pretty inexpensive, and you can get big things of ribbon and big things of paper. And I usually do that each year for Christmas and just pick one color, and then everything I ship is all wrapped that way.
That's great.
But you can print wrapping paper if you just Google wrapping paper custom.
Okay.
You'll find 4IM Print. I think Zazzle also does it. It looks, Zazzle does. There's a bunch of options online that you can print your own. I've printed fabric before, and darn is it, the name of that company is totally off my brain. Spoonflower.
There you go.
That's why I couldn't remember. What does that have to do with printing your own fabric? But anyway, it's called Spoonflower.
It's a great name.
It is.
It's a great name. I'll never forget. I ordered a set of, sort of calligraphy pens from Laura Hooper, and it came in the best box. You know, it was a plastic box, clearly from, one of the online shippers, and she just, used interesting packing material. The whole thing was such a treat, and I think whenever you do that, whenever you are selling something and the buyer receives it and it feels like a gift, it just ups the ante. You know, it's that much more special. So.
Yeah, I've always done that. I've always put a big bow on the painting, and, I've always done that because I've always thought you want that amazing experience with your art to start. And I recycle boxes because I believe really strongly in that. So it doesn't really start when they see the box, but when they open the box, it starts.
All right, we forgive
you.
Yeah.
A couple of things another thing you should maybe do, maybe twice between now and the holidays, are schedule open studio days. And you can get other artists to join you, but it's just a great way to get people in your studio seeing your art firsthand. I think it's really, really important because you can miss out on that. The other big thing you can do is have a holiday sale. And most of the sales I've noticed come around right around Thanksgiving, whether it's before or after, certainly not the weekend of, but that works really, really well. And I think it's a great idea because you can clear a lot of inventory. And I don't know, I think it's just a great way to have some fun and sell a lot of art.
It is fun. It is fun because the chances are you're inviting people that you sort of know, right? Maybe good friends, but even in peripheral. And it's just so nice to get people together before the stress sets in.
Yeah.
And I think, for me, Thanksgiving is what turns the key. I have to accept the rest of the holidays are right behind. So, it's big on my calendar.
Right.
While you're doing all this, which I keep reminding myself is really fun, right? This is really fun.
Yeah.
But go
over
there and prepare your website. Because anybody who's going to go onto your website, maybe they know you're having an open studio and they kind of want to see what you've been doing, or they're just curious about what does your art look like? Would it be worth their time? Make sure your website is up to date and put information on there, if you like, about your sale. I think sort of freshening things up is key. You know, you want that to be sort of up to date and reflect kind of the sort of thing you're doing now. I know that there's a lot of things we're trying to juggle, but that's one that you just need to dedicate a day or two to it because it'll make all the difference in the world.
Wonderful. No, I love that. Okay, so you might want to consider having a holiday sale. Holiday sales are a good thing. And maybe it's a buy one, get the second one half off. I love sales that have people buy two paintings instead of one. Maybe it's a 30% off. Maybe it's free framing, whatever. You have to make sure logistically you can handle that I mean, if you have e-commerce set up on your website, yet none of the three things I just mentioned are able to do on your website, you need to be aware of that and accommodate that fact. Don't make it hard for someone. Maybe you need to upgrade a little bit so you can automatically have the coupon code that works. But you have to kind of have to update it. Don't think, oh, I'm going to have a 30% sale, and then forget the fact that no one can really get that when they go to buy on your website. You also probably want to do a test sale and make sure it works.
Mm-hmm.
You can always buy a painting from yourself from your PayPal account. Actually, I think you have to use a credit card, and then it goes into your I don't think you can do in and out in the same transaction.
Yeah.
But just be smart about that and make it easy and simple, because you'll lose a sale if someone can't get their discount, which is not good.
That's right. So, and if you have it on your website, there's that many more people who are going to be able to buy it. You know, you can't rely, or you shouldn't rely, just on physical presence, someone coming to your house. There's all the people out there, and honestly, I do use Weebly. It is so simple now. It's a click. So,
and I do hear people still say, oh, no one will ever buy a $1,000 painting online. I'm like, are you kidding me? People buy $1,000 items all the time online. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe 5 years ago they didn't, but now? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we proved that. We interviewed an artist, Julia Powell, who was selling $10,000 paintings sight unseen. So, it happens, folks. We just need to make it happen for each of us. So while you're at it, I know I just told you to go onto your website and freshen it up and update it. You also need to make sure that you, well ahead of time, order the cards that you're going to be selling, the mugs maybe. You know, it's those peripherals, the tote bags that have art on it. Anything it is that you're going to sell, and you know, ImageKind does it. Moo does some of it, not as much yet. Vistaprint, certainly. They're sort of they're the ones that are the easiest so far that I've discovered to use. But I have to say, I've seen some really great looking tote bags, you know, that people have taken their paintings and put on. It's not just Van Gogh at the Museum of Fine Arts. You can do it with your own art, and it's an affordable purchase for most people. And let's face it, if people are going to see your stuff, it's nice for them to have something that they don't have to really consider for too long. I'm all about the impulse buy. You know, get those ordered.
Along those lines, don't go the cheap route, because everybody and their brother has a cheap tote bag that, you know what I mean, that has something printed on it. Look for something unique. Look for something different. At least do decent quality. If you're just going to do a cheap bag, it should almost be just a free something you enclose when you ship something. You know what I mean?
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're right. If it's a gift, someone's going to want it to look nice.
Right.
You know, and you can order one and test it out for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can also do all these things print on demand. So you could set it up with Zazzle. And then you don't have to have any inventory, because I hate when I talk to artists and they're like, yeah, I have 55 prints in this size and I have 27 in this size. I'm like, oh my gosh. You can do it so it's really easy for them to order. And then there's some customization that they can do that is up to the buyer, which is great. And you don't have to put any money down, which is why ImageKind and those type of companies work out well. Just saying.
I would just like to speak to the procrastinators out there. I know you are few and far between, but if you go into my studio, you can probably find, I don't know, 3-4 paintings that would be perfect, you know, for either a holiday calendar or for my Christmas card that are unfinished.
Right.
Yes, that's right. I start them, then I go, okay, I'll finish that later, and then I move on to something that just, you know, has caught my eye. Get in there and figure out if there's something that's perfect and unfinished, get it done now. If you get it done in September or October at the latest, because that's kind of my cutoff for printing, you'll have it for this year, and it won't go unused. So before you start from scratch, see if there's something you have that you might want to either paint or finish up for this season.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Don't forget about gift certificates. And don't make them just good for artwork. If you teach, absolutely. And you can throw a little incentive in there. You really can. Gift certificates are a great thing. But I got to tell you one thing about gift certificates. If you do a gift certificate and you set it up through PayPal, that that money is in like a trust account. You can't spend it until they cash it in.
Oh.
So it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of nice to get the cash. But if you just have them buy a gift certificate from you and you set it up through PayPal, that's fine. But if you set it up as a gift certificate through PayPal, the money is on hold until they spend it. And the only reason why I say that is people will buy gift certificates and never redeem them. It's called breakage, and it's kind of a cool thing, especially if you're an artist.
Yeah.
You won't get breakage unless you just have them buy a gift certificate like it's a painting, which most people can do. But if you set it up through PayPal that they're actually buying a gift certificate and the gift certificate is issued through PayPal, that's where the money gets held.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. There's so many rules on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea to put an expiration date too, like a gift certificate that you hope they'll use by June.
Yeah, you don't want
5 years
from now when you're, you know.
Right. When you're off renovating a house,
exactly.
Somebody says they want to take a class, not this week.
Right.
Oh gosh. All right. Now you're doing a lot of great things. You've figured out what it is you're going to sell, and this is going to be like a great holiday season for you because I don't know. There's some ridiculous statistic that says people spend 25% of their spending in the next 12 weeks for the whole year.
Right.
You should really put some effort into promoting your sales. Whether you use your newsletter, I think it's really important maybe to put an announcement on the other social media outlets. You know, we're really into Instagram these days. Like, I am ridiculously into Instagram these days. I almost have a problem. I think I need to curb my Instagram.
Wait,
but
you're saying you have a problem?
Oh, I know. You're
talking to
as well.
You're preaching to the choir right now.
Oh my gosh. But you know, that's another topic for another day. I love it. I love that I don't have to get into conversations, that I can just get information. It's feeding me. It's feeding my soul somehow. But back to promoting your sale. You can promote your sale on Instagram. And I think Instagram stories is kind of a fun way to do it, particularly if you are ready to go. Because for me, Instagram stories are about what's happening now. And what a great thing to pop it up there and tell people to, you know, head on over to your website for a flash sale, whatever it is you want to do. Just consider that cross promotion because obviously you're going to reach a much larger audience.
I agree. No, I completely agree. okay. So the problem with the holidays is that we don't want to be painting on the 22nd and 23rd of December so we can rapidly ship out painting in order to make it by the holidays. So Margaret already mentioned you want to have deadlines, but you have to be able to self-impose those deadlines on yourself once they're purchased to make sure that you get them finished. But one thing you can do, because it's really hard if someone, you know, reaches out, and I think I have this happen almost every Christmas, like on the 20th of December, they're like, oh, I need a painting of my house, my dog, my vacation place, whatever. And it's like a lot of money, and you're like, oh, I want to do it. But you're thinking, my family's here, you know, and then I just get cranky. But what you need to do is offer an incentive for people to order early. And you want to reward early orders with discounts. So I highly suggest you do that. You know, if you order by November 1st, you can get a 5%, 10% discount, whatever it is, 20% discount. If you order by December 1st, you get a smaller discount. And then no orders after, you know, like December 5th or whatever. And you can always change that if you get too busy based on, you know, however many. And you can also, I'll tell you this, commissions are kind of hard. You'd much rather sell art that you already have. Offer an incentive to sell art that you already have versus a collection.
Ah.
Because
that
is the key. You want people to buy paintings you've already painted. You don't want to have to start over and paint a new one if you don't have to.
It's true. They're sitting there ready to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to sound a little redundant, but I also want to say, while you're doing this this is hard for me to say, incentivizing, you can do cross promotions. You know, can do a flash sale. You can go onto Facebook and point people. It's almost as if you need a little storyboard. You need to remember where you are online. You know, if you're heavily into Facebook and you've got a lot of people who follow you on there, then by all means, talk about it. Even if you don't talk about it, ask people to share, whatever it is. But go ahead and make sure that if they come from Instagram, have an Instagram only sale. It'll tell you a lot about how people are finding you and your art. So just be sort of strategic in that one. Yep.
And last but not least, put your art on Pinterest. You guys, Pinterest is so powerful to drive traffic to your website or your blog. And I will tell you, the number one pin that I have on Pinterest is a small painting I did of lemons that shows a whole bunch of texture with the palette knife. To this day, that thing gets pinned almost every single day. And
that's
I've
amazing.
Done nothing with that for like 4 years.
Yeah.
It's just been on Pinterest. So your audience may not, and you know, a lot. Pinterest is, I don't know, I mean, I think about the fact that Pinterest is something that for me is growing, and I don't, 90% of the people who follow me probably don't even know I'm an artist, so I've done a really great job of that, haven't I? So make sure that you do a really good job of getting your art on Pinterest, and you, whenever you upload a painting, make sure that link on Pinterest takes them straight to the page on your website where they can buy it.
Yep. Where they can buy it. That's kind of the key. And, you know, if artists out there do just 20% of what we've talked about, they will have more money. They will make money this holiday season. Like, this is the time of year when people are actively looking for things to buy. What a statement. All you have to do is put your art in front of them. They are out there seeking. Yes, and you've got them. So it's just...
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree. Margaret, great show. Thank you so much.
Well,
here you are recuperating, and I'm complaining how busy I am, and you write the whole show.
No.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled. And listen, I hope you continue to be this busy with all good things, because it's so much fun for all of us to hear about it. Yeah.
Oop, there goes my dog.
Good luck this week.
Thank you. I'm
good
heading to Waco tomorrow, picking up the keys on Saturday morning.
Unbelievable.
So, I know.
All right. We all want to see pictures.
Oh, you will. Follow me on Instagram stories. You'll get to see the inside of the house at the same time I do for the first time.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I'm there. That'll be fun. Great. All right. Well, Leslie, thank you. And another week or two, and I'll be back in my studio.
Hey, take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.